Now, next to Italy, where former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has died at the age of 86. He was his country's longest-serving post-war prime minister. Despite allegations of corruption and double-dealing, the Italian electorate continued to back him over the years. A state funeral will be held at Milan Cathedral on Wednesday. Well, for more on his career and his legacy, we can talk now to Dr. Vittorio Bufacchi, who is from the Department of Philosophy at UCC and an Italian native, as you might have gathered from his name, also author of the book Italy Since 1989. Dr. Bufacchi, you're very welcome to the programme, and thank you for taking time to speak to us at this lunchtime. Silvio Berlusconi's legacy, not just in Italy, but perhaps in politics more internationally. What would you say it is?
Well, thank you for having me on. Yes, I would say that Berlusconi will go down in history as the politician who legitimized extreme right-wing populist politics, both in Italy and globally. So, after the war in Italy, there was an unwritten rule that the neo-fascist extreme right-wing party would never be allowed into a coalition government. Now, remember that Italy at the time had proportional representation. When Berlusconi became prime minister in the 1990s, he formed a coalition with a party that was the extreme right-wing neo-fascist party. That was called Alleanza Nazionale. That party changed its name. It's now called Fratelli d'Italia, which is now the largest political party in Italy, and its leader is now Italy's prime minister. Very much part of that neo-fascist legacy. That became legitimized by Berlusconi, and that legacy is going to stay with us for a very long time. But it's not only in Italy. I mean, the impact of Berlusconi and his style of politics actually had a global impact. The populism that we all talk about now, what Berlusconi understood, or rather his political advisors understood how important that was. So he formed a political party, Forza Italia, which is actually a political slogan. So he was using a slogan from football, which everyone follows in Italy, to make political statements.
And yet, despite his buffoonery on many occasions, despite the multiple, including criminal cases that he was involved in, the allegations laid against him, he had this record of not just getting into power, but, and unusually in post-war Italy, managing to stay in power. What was his appeal, do you think?
Well, what was his appeal indeed? Because there was a time when certain political conducts would have been unacceptable. But he understood, and this is part of his populism, that things like male chauvinism and misogyny actually can win you votes. Now, we all know about those allegedly sex parties, the Bunga Bunga parties, with allegedly prostitutes and allegedly some of them even under the age of 18. But it was only a few months ago that he's now the owner of a football club that wasn't doing very well. And he goes into the dressing room and says to his players, if you win this game, I'll pay for prostitutes for all of you. Now, that's disgusting. That's awful. But he's created a political environment where that is acceptable. So there is that side of what made him acceptable in politics. Now, in terms of his policies, I mean, this is the paradox, because in the 1990s, he came into politics talking the political economy of Thatcherism. He was going to introduce the free market to Italy. He was actually going to change this. But of course he didn't. Far from it. He talked the talk, but he certainly didn't walk the walk. Because in fact, under Berlusconi, Italy had the biggest national debt that got so big that it actually was a threat to the whole of the EU. Yeah. And he was asked to step down.
Vittorio, the only reason why he went into politics was
not for free market reasons, but because he wanted to protect his own business interests.
We're going to have to leave it there. There's a lot more that could be said, and no doubt will in the coming days, about Silvio Berlusconi and his legacy. But for the moment, thank you very much. That's Vittorio Bufacchi speaking to us there about the late Italian Prime Minister.